Well, just as it looked like Carlos Carrasco might make it to the opening week rotation, that plan hit a big roadblock when Carrasco, after throwing a 20-pitch inning in a simulated game on Thursday, then went through conditioning drills and strained his hamstring. One step up, two steps back. The Mets had envisioned a plan where Carrasco would get on a five-day plan and ramp up. Next was March 23rd, then the 28th, then April 2nd in Florida, and be ready for April 7th when the Mets will first need a fifth starter. But that balloon burst today with a hammy pull, which will probably set Carrasco back quite a bit. The Mets, however, are better equipped this year. You can't replace Carrasco, but manager Luis Rojas says they do have rotation depth for a change.
You know, we talked about Peterson, we talked about Lucchesi, we talked about Yamamoto. There's guys that are not on the roster, but they're true in the competition, like Eichhoff and Corey Oswalt, too, that's looked really good in camp. So there's some guys that are, you know, definitely look good. Also guys that have experience. There's a Mike Montgomery that threw a couple of innings really good the other day that he, you know, that has the ability to start game two, and he's in camp. So we have a lot of guys that we can in a profile to come in and be in that fifth spot. So we have a few games left. We also have some games in the backfields, and we're evaluating all of these guys, you know, as they're getting stretched out. So you know, last probably rotation in the spring, that's when we're going to be close to making those decisions and see who's going to make which spot in the rotation.
One thing the Mets will not do is go to a six-man rotation, and there is one big reason for that, and his name is Jacob DeGrom. When you have an ace like Jake or Garrett Cole or Max Scherzer, you want him out there every 5 days. You can use days off for extra rest. You can drop guys into the rotation to rest other pitchers, but don't mess with your ace.
Yeah, it's not on the table for us. We're sticking with five as of now. You know, Jake likes to throw with the 5 day always. We have the days off at the beginning of the season always in April, as you know, those so-called rain days that will push a lot of people back. So it's something that we're not thinking of right now. We're thinking more of five. But I mean, it's just a lot of thought because everyone's throwing the ball so well from a starter standpoint. And, you know, it definitely makes it interesting. Is that a good kind of problem? Maybe. But you know, we'll see where our ideas, our thoughts get to. But right now we're thinking of five.
Marcus Stroman certainly lifted spirits today. Five solid innings of two-hit, one-run ball, a home run by Kyle Schwarber. He also had six strikeouts and no walks. It looks like Stroman will slot right in behind DeGrom in the rotation. With Carrasco sidelined, Stroman was asked if the Mets staff can pick him up, and the answer, a resounding yes.
If there's a team that can put up with having a few starters out for a bit, I think it's us. Because like you said, I think we have so much depth, guys who have done it at the big league level for so long, Yamamoto, Lucchesi, Peterson. Those guys are great, man. Those guys could be three, fours, and fives in other rotations in the big leagues. So we have the utmost confidence in every single one of those guys to come in and do their job. And obviously, we'll be waiting for Carrasco to get back because he's a huge plus to our staff.
The Mets, by the way, lost to the Nationals 3-1. Josh Bell and Yadiel Hernandez also homered for Washington. James McCann's RBI double gave the Mets their only run. Kevin Pillar had two more hits. Edwin Diaz pitched the eighth inning, and although yielding two hits, he again looked dominant. Diaz will close, but he thinks the bullpen as a whole can really do something special this year.
Yeah, I feel like this bullpen is incredible. I was talking to the guys, like every single one of us throws hard. We all have the pitches. We have our pitch repertoires, which I feel is elite. So from Luke to myself to just everyone else in that bullpen, if we play for the team and if we're selfless and we do what we have to do, I think we can do a lot of good things this year because we do have elite stuff in that bullpen.
That is interpreter Alan Suriel for Diaz. Dom Smith with the sore wrist did not play on Thursday, won't play on Friday, and will probably start taking some swings on Saturday when the Mets have a camp day, no game. Rojas is not concerned about Smith's offense, but he wants him to continue to work on his defensive progressions in left field.
That's the plan right now. talking to Brian Ciclo, our head trainer, that's the plan that we have. Just to be cautious. It feels better today. Him and I talked. It's like if it was like maybe a regular season game, I would play Louis. Like he was giving me that feedback. But it's good to be on the cautious side. We still have a little time as far as that. I mean, this is a guy that clicks really quick into hitting. He's a natural, you could call him. You guys saw him that he's playing time without seeing live game. And when he got his chance, that's how he earned his chance to play in every day. So he's done this drill before. We can get right back into his swing in a couple of days. So defensively, that's, you know, he's getting his work in. And, you know, we right now we appreciate that. I'm actually taking advantage that his main focus right now is the defensive part and learning left field a little more.
There was great news for the fans on Thursday, and it had to do with opening day, April 8th, at Citi Field, because it was announced that Citi Field can operate at 20% capacity for the home opener, and that'll mean about 8,500 seats or so. You can go to Mets.com/2021updates for rules, regulations, and further details. And Noah Syndergaard, can't forget Thor, he hit 96 on the gun in Port St. Lucie, still not 100%, but still on track to return to the team sometime in June or July. On Friday, the Mets are home once again, this time against the Cardinals, and Taijuan Walker will be on the mound for the Mets. That is the Mets podcast. I'm Ed Coleman.